As someone who loves Allerton Park in Monticello, I delight in the sight of white-tailed deer there, especially because I remember when it was much rarer to catch a glimpse of them. Like many other people, however, my pleasure in seeing deer at Allerton has diminished over the years, as I have also seen the damage they can cause to natural areas when their numbers explode. That's why I was happy to learn that the University of Illinois will begin implementing a plan to trim the deer population using hunters this fall. Elsewhere around the country, such efforts have sometimes elicited mixed reactions, though, so today I'd like to sketch out why the university's plan makes sense from an environmental perspective. Without cutbacks in the deer population, the ecosystems that University of Illinois environmental scientists are working to preserve and restore at Allerton would suffer drastic decreases in biodiversity. In numbers such as are present now, deer put extraordinary pressure on native wildflowers, shrubs, and tree saplings, especially oak saplings. And oaks are an extremely important source of food and habitat for a wide variety of songbirds, insects, and mammals. Under prior conditions, there were other pressures on deer populations. Native Americans and early European settlers hunted deer year-round to supply food for villages and towns. Wolves also had an impact on deer numbers, although they are long gone from central Illinois. The amount of food available may also have eventually limited deer numbers in the past, but the food supply for deer at Allerton now is usually superabundant. If deer don't find what they want in the park's natural areas or ornamental plantings, they need only step into the adjacent agricultural fields to find corn, soybeans, and alfalfa. In severe winters, however, the deer must turn to heavy use of native trees and shrubs. A well-planned effort using hunters is a cost-effective way of reducing deer numbers for the long-term health of the Allerton ecosystem. At the same time, it also provides participants an important form of recreation and puts the venison to good use. A key point in the university's approach is to mandate that a doe be harvested first before an antlered deer is taken. This ensures that the reproductive potential of the deer herd is reduced as much as possible. Another key element that the U of I has built into its approach is the use of sharpshooters to take deer for further study of the condition of the herd. Some of us will be inconvenienced for a short while by this hunt, but those of us who care about Allerton Park will be glad of the results.